神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're happy to be with you today.
很高兴今天跟您在一起。
We have been talking about the different types of mothering.
我们曾经谈过好几种形态的母亲。
If you heard these, I'm sure you were quite surprised at the different ways that mothers mother.
那如果你已经听过我们的节目，你会可能很惊讶，原来母亲也有那么多种。
I just want to review just for a moment.
那我要做一点点的复习。
We talked about the phantom mother. This is the one that never connects with relationship with their children.
那第一种呢，就是那个从来没有跟孩子建立起关系的这种母亲。
They're there, but they never are able to really feel attachment to their child, nor the child to the mother.
虽然人是存在的，母亲存在的，但是呢，却也不在那里，因为母亲跟孩子没有连接在一起。
Then we talked about the glass or the fragile mother. That is the one who is unable to face or deal with unpleasant or stressful situations.
另外一种，第二种的母亲的形态呢，就是在困难来，情况来的时候呢，她没有能力去面对，也就是很脆弱型的这样的母亲。
She was the one that goes to pieces and cannot face the emotional upsets with her children.
那只要有一些情绪上的事情，那她就没有办法来面对。
Then we had the controlling mother.
另外第三种就是控制型的。
That is the ones who commands and manipulates the child to depend on them until the child is smothered by their control.
这样的母亲呢，他们就是那种很会命令孩子，或者是掌控孩子，一直到让孩子要完全的依赖自己的母亲这样子的一个形态。
Then we have the accomplishment or achievement mother.
另外一种就是成就型的母亲。
That is the one who drives her child and pushes her child with only accomplishment in view.
这种母亲对孩子只有一个驱赶的要求，就是要他们一定要有成就，成绩要好。
The child feels that their worth is based on what they can accomplish.
这样子的话，孩子会养成一种心态，就是呢，他们的价值就建立在他们的成就上面。
Many times these children never feel or know acceptance.
所以这样的孩子呢，会常常感觉没有被接纳，因为自己的成就不好的话就没有被接纳。
Then there's the ones that are still the boss mother.
另外一种是所谓老板型的母亲。
That is the one who thinks and demands that the child will do and think as she does.
那他会强迫孩子要做或者是想自己所想所要他做的，自己是老板。
She always knows what is best.
那他认为自己就是那个知道什么是答案，什么是最好的人。
Then the last one we had was the one that you owe me, mother.
第六个最后一个我们谈到就是呢，那种常常让孩子觉得你欠我的这样的母亲。
That's the one that makes you feel you can never finish paying her for all she has done for you.
这样的母亲会让孩子有一个潜意识的想法，就是我永远没有办法还清我欠你的恩情。
Now we have seen the types, different types of some mothers.
那我们已经看到这不同的种类的形态母亲。
Now understanding a little bit about them, let us look at what a child really must have to help them to develop into a healthy adult.
那我们来看看另外一面呢，到底我们该怎么样才能够有真正健康的孩子的这种成长过程。
As little people, we experience the world as dangerous.
那我们从生出来之后，你就慢慢的体会到原来这个社会外面是有危险的。
We felt alone.
有时候你会觉得自己是很单独孤单的。
You see, we didn't have love inside.
因为里面没有爱的时候，
We had overwhelming needs and feelings.
我们就会有那种过于应该有的那种感受。
You see, this is painful.
那里面是很痛苦的。
You can see the pain on the face of a little baby who needs to be picked up, or a baby who is terrified at something in her imagination.
这个可以从一个很小的一个小宝宝，他的脸上，当他期待被抱，或者是期待什么的时候，那种脸上的表情可以看出来人心里面的状态。
And now we meet the first basic need of the five needs that children has to have met.
然后我们这样才能够来符合或者是满足孩子基本上的五种生命的五种需要。
And that is the need of safety or feeling safe.
那首先就是那种对安全的一种安全感。
You see, the child does not have safety inside, but they feel danger around them.
你知道一个孩子刚出生呢，里面的感觉是危险的感觉，他们没有安全感的。
And their safety is found in their mother.
那这种安全感是要从母亲那边找到的。
Or whoever provides the mothering.
还是说呢，不是抚养，就说不是母亲，但是是抚养他的那个人，他可以建立安全感。
You see, that's why the phantom mother who really can't seem to show them the safety they need makes the child feel insecure.
那就是为什么我刚才提过的第一种形态的母亲好像人在却没有真正建立关系的母亲呢，没有办法提供给孩子安全感的。
The fragile mother who herself, she doesn't feel secure, she makes them feel very insecure.
那种很脆弱的母亲呢，自己都没有安全感，所以给孩子造成更没有安全感。
You see, safety comes in the form of a person who is predictable, stable, and danger-free.
那一个安全感的基本条件呢，就是让你觉得非常的稳定，然后没有危险的这种感觉。
This kind of a mother creates a foundation for all the other tasks of mothering.
那这样的一个母亲，如果你建立了孩子一个很稳定的这样的安全感的话，那么她等于已经帮这个孩子打了一个亲子的那种亲职的地基。
Without this reassuring safety, the child remains in a state of panic and anxiety, unable to love or learn.
如果没有这种安全感的一个根基的话，那么这个孩子长大后，他没有办法爱，也没有办法学习。
The mother's consistent, caring, and soft and understanding attention gives the child a safe place to turn.
那么如果一个母亲他很持续性的对孩子有很温柔的关怀，还有对他有一种很包容的了解的注意力的话，那么他注意他的孩子，无形中呢就给孩子一个很安全的一个空间。
The mother must transform this dangerous world into a place of safety for this little one.
所以母亲呢是会把外面的那种危险的危机的那种感觉呢，把它带到孩子的这个里面的这种安全的空间里面来的。
So you see, mothers can sort of give their fears to their children without realizing it.
就这样子，妈妈会在无意识中把自己的害怕也传给自己的孩子。
This is something that we needto watch and be careful of.
那就是为什么我们要小心的注意的地方。
Let's look at the next basic need.
那另外一个人生命的需要。
To nurture.
就是能够得到喂养。
To nurture is to feed or to give nurture.
那就是能够把我们，让我们能够饱足，让我们喂养。
You see, a mother nurture is like not just food for the mouth, but food for the soul.
这里讲的喂养不是只有食物的对身体的喂养，而且对心灵魂的方面的喂养。
Good mothers pour loving care into the souls of their children, much like sunlight and water pours nourishment onto a plant.
一个好的母亲的亲职关系呢，她会就像那种啊阳光还有水的滋润一样。那一样的呢，她也会给孩子她的心灵的这种滋润跟光照。
Our soul flourishes when we are being nurtured and cared for.
所以我们的这种心灵的这个部分呢，我们的这种魂的部分呢，是需要被喂养的。
We grow, develop, and change according to the way we were designed.
我们会成长，我们会发展、建立，我们也会改变。怎么改变呢？是照着这些喂养的方法，然后呢，慢慢的发展。
We call that proper human growth and development.
我们就把这个称为叫做人生、人生命的一个适当的一个发展过程。
Without nourishing, the soul withers.
那如果没有这种魂、心灵方面的喂养的话，那么我们的魂里面就会枯干了。
Actually, when babies are in institutions and orphanages, they may even die because they don't have that maternal care and nourishment.
所以在那些孤儿院里面的或者是所谓的啊这种弃婴的那种中心里面成长的孩子呢，他有时候会因为缺少心灵的喂养，然后后来就死了。
You see, God created us with needs that go deeper even than our physical need for food.
神造人的时候，人的对于这种心灵魂的这种需要，事实上是过于深于我们肉体上的需要。
You see, we need the immaterial and spiritual requirements of relationship in order to live.
在我们的里面，这个心灵呢，我们是需要不是物质的，就是非物质性的这种啊期待跟要求，这样的话我们才能生存。
So the bonding of mother and child is so important.
所以呢，就是为什么母亲跟孩子的那种心理的连结是很重要的。
And then for mother to nurture that.
那母亲是要需要对这方面去对孩子喂养的。
You see, when a mother can't connect with the child and cannot build a relationship or an attraction between each other,They fail in this area.
如果妈妈没有办法啊，在这方面满足孩子或者是吸引孩子的话，那这方面她就会失败了。
Now the third need is what we call basic trust.
第三个是我们很基本的信任感。
Basically, trust is the ability to invest ourselves into the relationship of another.
基本上当我们有这种信任感的时候呢，那么我们就有那种能力可以来发展跟人家的关系。
A child must experience many instances of you being trustworthy before they can really truly trust others.
一个孩子长大以后要他能够信任人，一定要在他小时候有经验过，有经历过母亲的那种是可被信任的。这样的话才有办法信任人。
We aren't born trusting. Trust is learned.
我们生来并不是就是那种会信任人的个性，而是要经过学习的。
Trust enables us to reach out, to depend, to need, and to see others as a source of good things.
所谓的信任呢，就是我们长大之后，我们愿意向外的伸展，然后愿意依赖人，我们也需要人，然后也可以看到别人的那种好的一面。
You see, as a mother, our children should be able to reach out and are sure that we are there to respond to their needs.
所以当孩子们向外伸展的时候，一个好的健康的母亲，她就在那里就满足了孩子的需要。
You see, when we trust someone, we really are investing ourselves into them, hoping for a good return.
当我们信任人的时候呢，我们等于是在期待啊，对方啊能够回应给我们一个有盼望而且好的一种回应。
With a good mother, She invests her heart and her being, and she finds a good return.
一个好的母亲，他们如果很用心，很用时间的啊，在孩子的这种里面的这种需要的话，那么他们会得到一个很好的一个回报的。
This allows a child to grow in trust, which then they grow in relationship.
这样的话就让孩子用信任来发展他们的人的关系。
You see, trust makes us able to need and to depend.
那信任会让我们愿意去依赖。
You see, we really do need to learn how to need something and to be able to allow people to work with us.
那信赖会让我们有那种啊，懂得怎么样去要我们所需要的，或者是信任人。那这样的话，就让我们可以跟人家建立那种彼此啊合作在一起的那种关系。
And as a trustworthy mother develops these abilities in us, then we become healthy people.
如果一个孩子一个母亲的话让孩子很可信任的话那么他就会发展孩子呢以后成为一个跟人家的关系很好而且是健康的这样的一个孩子。
Because there's going to be many times we're going to be needing something, and we must learn how to depend on others without fear.
因为我们人都会有需要的那一个有信任感的人呢他会懂得怎么样来表达他的需要而且我们都需要依赖人的。
Otherwise, we will never trust people.
不然的话，我们就永远没有办法来信靠人、信任人了。
So this is a truly a basic need that must be met by the mother.
所以这种信任感也是要从妈妈很基本的来喂养自己的孩子，来带领自己的孩子。
Now another basic need is belonging.
另外一个就是归属感。
We all.Have a need to belong to someone.
我们都有那种希望归属的这种需要
And to something bigger than ourselves.
而且是除了自己以外就比自己大的一个归属感
You see, belonging and love are at the very heart of our humanness.
人的很里面很深处呢有一种爱还有归属的这种根
The foundation of our existence is relationship.
人的基本的这种存在呢，就是在关系上面。
And we could not provide for that ourselves.
那所谓的关系就是有两者之间的，那自己是没有办法来建立啊这种关系的。
Mothers, through their love and care, make us feel wanted.
那当妈妈对我们很关心。很爱我们的时候呢就让我们感觉到我们是很被需要被爱的
Which transfers into our later feelings of worth and confidence in our relationships
那就给我们在跟人的建立关系上面呢会有一种非常的好的那种根基
You know there are countless people who feel that they're unlovable or they're unwantedWhen really there are lots of people that love them.
有很多人呢他们总是感觉别人不爱他们不要他们不接纳他们事实上呢却不是这样子的感觉而已有很多人是爱他们的。
The problem has been that their mother was not able to convey to them the thought of belonging and love.
那问题在哪里呢明明是有人爱你可是你又不觉得问题就在于妈妈没有办法把这种归属感这种被接纳的这种归属感呢从小呢放在你的心里面。
You see, we cannot, with our intellect, make ourselves feel wanted.
因为呢在我们的脑筋理性里面你没有办法强迫你自己说我是被需要的。
To feel wanted means that you have the experience of being invited into a relationship with another person.
被需要有归属的感觉是要在你的经验里面有那种被邀请被接纳的这种经验
You may know intellectually that you are loved
或许理性上你知道说我这个人是有人爱的
You get food, clothing and shelter
因为呢我有东西吃我有地方住然后我有一个很好的一个家
But if you've never felt loved by your mother
但是却没有感受过母亲对你的爱
You haven't really experienced what love is.
你就没有办法经验到什么叫做爱。
And some of the mothers I have talked about have not the capability of making you understand their love.
偏偏有的母亲呢，却没有那种能力可以让孩子，把这种爱呢，传授到孩子心里面去，让孩子感受到爱。
That's the wonderful thing about knowing God.
那就是说如果你知道神的话那就最好了。
And yet, if we have never known human love, it's very difficult to understand the love of God.
但是如果你从来没有感受到人的爱的话你也很难去体认到神的爱。
Actually, love itself is the other basic need.
那爱也是人的一个很重要的需要。
You see, the other one was to belong.
另外一个我们刚刚讲的是一种归属感，你是被邀请、被接纳的。
But now we have to have someone to love.
那现在是被爱的。
You see, we were talking about the mother's love to the child, but now the child's love to the mother must be developed.
我们刚才提到，妈妈要把爱能够放到孩子心里面去。那么接下来呢，以孩子要发展出对母亲的爱。
You see, the mother provides someone for the child to love.
所以妈妈无形中也在提供给孩子一个孩子可以爱的对象。
You see, to really develop properly, emotionally, physically, intellectually, and socially, we need not only to be loved, but to love.
一个人如果要在他的不管是社会情境或者是他的身体生理上或者他的情绪上他的理性上都能够很正常健康的话那么他不但是被爱而且要有人可以让他来爱。
You see, love fills us up.
因为呢爱的话就让你里面满足了。
And it sort of makes the picture of our outlook into the world.
那这个爱呢也会关系到你怎么样来看这个世界的整个的图案。
So that we can view life with hope and optimism.
这样的话你对于你的人生观呢就充满着盼望充满着未来。
So we have a basic need to love people.
所以人有这种爱就是你有爱有对要有爱的对象的。
And that requires that we need to have someone to love.
那意思是说呢你需要有一个你可以爱的对象。
If mother makes us feel safe, we love her.
如果母亲是那一位让你有安全感的母亲你一定会爱她。
But if she doesn't, we fear.
那如果她不是给你安全感的母亲的话你是有害怕的。
If mother nurtures us, she builds our relationship, and we love her.
如果你的妈妈呢，她喂养你，让你很饱足的话，你当然也会爱她。
If mother is the one that we truly trust and builds our trust, we love her.
如果妈妈是那个让你很可以信赖、信任的一个人的话，那你一定也会爱她。
If mother really makes us feel like we belong and that we're special, we love her.
如果妈妈让你感觉你是有归属感的，你是很特别的话，那当然你也爱你的母亲。
So then she fulfills this object lesson or this person that the child learns how to love others.
所以身为母亲就这样一个角色，就完全能够满足提供所有我们一个基本生命的一些需要，让我们被爱也能可以爱人。
Without these basic needs being met, a child is going to face problems as they go into adulthood.
如果这些基本的，我们刚才提过这些需要，不管是安全感，或者是归属感，这些需要或者是喂养，满足都没有的话，那么以后长大就有问题了。
They're going to face relational problems.
会有关系上的问题。
They're not going to know how to make relationships or deal with relationships.
不晓得该怎么样来建立人际关系，也不晓得该怎么样面对处理人际关系。
And this is a terrible handicap.
那这样的话就变成一种心理的残障。
This means that they won't be able to function well.
意思是说你就没有那种正常的那种跟人的功能。
You see, they're not going to be able to deal with things as they come to them.
那这样的话情境来的时候也不晓得该怎么处理。
You see, it's not just our intellect or our talents that helps us to function, but it's whether we find this world a safe place.
意思是说呢你不是只有能力有才干你有才智就可以处理人际关系，而是你有没有真的里面有那种安全感跟爱。
You see, that's why some people cannot stand to be confronted or to be questioned because they fear and they can't function well.
有很多人呢，他们心里面带着害怕，所以从来没有办法面对别人对他们的这种批评或者是指教，或者是问他们问题，因为呢，他们心里面就是害怕，他们没有办法来啊，很正常的有这种功能。
Because they lack these basic needs, they have deep emotional problems.
因为刚才我们提到那基本的那种心理的需要，他们缺乏，所以他们就产生困难了。
This is where we cannot really react in life well.
那这样的话对人生的反应的就不是很好。
It brings many harmful aspects to our life.
反而呢会带来很多伤害的这种啊情况。
Problems that follow us in our school, in our jobs, in our marriage. Problems that ruin the life many times.
上学也好，或者是以后工作，或者是婚姻，都会产生困难的。
If you don't know how to love anyone or trust anyone, you'll understand how your emotions will be torn up over this.
如果你是那一个没有办法信任人或者是爱人的这样的一个人的话，就表示说你在这些里面的基本啊情绪上面已经有了问题。
And how your reactions will really not be what is proper and what is good for you.
这样的话，你对事情对人的反应也不会很适当，也不会很好。这样的话对你实在是不是很恰当的。
And then really, most important of all, you're going to have spiritual problems.
那最重要的是连里面你的灵也会有问题。
This is going to affect how you think and perceive God.
这会影响到你怎么对神的那种想法，对他的观念，怎么样来跟神建立关系，都会有问题的。
If your mother has never made you feel safe, you will never feel God can make you safe.
如果母亲没有让你感觉到安全感的话，连神都没有办法让你有安全感。
If there was no nurturing and pouring of themselves into you, you won't understand how God wants to pour himself into you.
当然，如果母亲从来没有啊、很啊、满足你里面的这种喂养的需要的话，那你也没有办法了解说上帝有可能来满足你里面的需要吗？
Many Christians find it hard to trust God.
很多基督徒很难信任神。
And that's because basically they've never known what trust really was and trust no one.
那就是基本上你根本没有学习到是怎么样去信任人，也没有人可以让你信任。
If they never felt they belonged, it means that they don't know how to belong to God's kingdom.
如果你从来没有归属感的话，那你也从来不会觉得什么叫做归属于神的国度。
If they never learn how to love, they'll never be able to love God in the way that will satisfy their heart.
如果你从来没有学习到什么叫做爱，或者是被爱，或者是爱人的话，那当然你也没有办法在神的爱里面得到满足。
So you can see how very important it is to meet these five basic needs in the life of an individual.
所以个人在生命里面的这种很基本的，刚才我们提到的五个需要，爱、安全感，还有就是喂养、满足，还有归属感，还有啊，就是能够信任这些，如果没有得到满足，没有得到喂养的话，那么就看到很重要，会影响到我们以后的啊这个人生。
In the next time, we're going to go on and see what we can do to help ourselves.
下一次我们要来谈一谈我们怎么办，我们该怎么样来改善这个情况。
树我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。